Hello, I'm Sharon Rocha. I'm the mother of Lacey Peterson and the grandmother of Connor Peterson. I want to commend the House of Representatives for passing this bill and for giving me the opportunity to speak about an issue that's very important to me and my family. As you know, Lacey and Connor were cruelly murdered. In this difficult time, my family is grateful that under California law, the murders of Lacey and Connor can both be prosecuted. But for the families of many other murder victims across the country, there can be no such comfort. Federal law does not recognize that these crimes have two victims. When I became aware that Congresswoman Melissa Hart was working on a bill to correct this problem, I contacted her to express my support. I asked her to name it Lacey and Connor's Law in memory of my daughter and grandson. I am grateful to Congresswoman Hart, the House leadership, and the many congressmen, both Republicans and Democrats, who have agreed to support this common sense legislation. I thank President Bush for his willingness to sign it into law. Now that the House has acted, I call on every senator to vote for this bill so that the law will do justice for families of murder victims, families like mine. It is time for the Senate to stand up for innocent victims like Connor. In the summer of 2003, I wrote Senator Democratic Leader Tom Daschle a letter urging him to support the bill. Shortly after that, Senator Daschle said publicly that the Senate should consider this issue quickly. Since then, members of his party have been holding up a vote. I asked Senator Daschle, as their leader, to urge them to enact Lacey and Connor's Law as soon as possible. I'm dismayed that my own senators from California, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, are standing in the way. Senator Feinstein has a bill that says that crimes like the murder of Lacey and Connor have only one victim. But Lacey knew that Connor was her son, and I know it too. Two people, Lacey and Connor, would be here with us today if they had not been murdered. There were two victims in this crime, not one. I call upon Senators Feinstein and Boxer to recognize that reality and support Lacey and Connor's Law. I fear that some senators have opposed Lacey and Connor's Law because of misunderstandings. Lacey and Connor's Law has nothing to do with abortion. So I also call on Senator John Kerry and Senator John Edwards and every other senator who has refused to support it to reconsider. I call on them to look at how the laws in California and many other states have worked and to vote yes. I believe that the vast majority of Americans are in agreement that when a pregnant woman and her unborn child are murdered, a double homicide was committed. It is time for those who make the law to listen to us. Before politicians say that Connor was not really a victim of a crime, they need to think long and hard about whether they really want to say that. If Lacey and Connor's Law is not enacted this year, I will keep fighting for it. I will not hesitate to explain the issue to their voters. To vote against Lacey and Connor's Law or to obstruct it is indefensible.